From Stress to Success by Dr. John DeMartini. If you are looking to transform your life in 31 days and you want a little book with practical action steps and key things to reflect on and take action towards every single day, this is the book for you. 31 principles over 31 different days. So at the end of the day or at the start of the day, you know, pick 10 minutes out of the day where you can come into this book, read two or three pages, go over a checklist and start, you know, journaling or reflecting and doing some of your own work. So I'm going to go over the 31 principles and give you my favorites from the book. So day one, write and read your goals. Very simple, but when it's in pen, it becomes permanent. There's something so powerful to really just writing down your goals, because what happens when you write something down out of your brain, you're extracting time and space from your brain. If something's in your brain, it's rattling around, there's no specific time you can put in that thought. Oh, when did you have that thought? I don't know. It's all cloudy, it's murky, it's uncertain. You don't really know. When did you have this thought? Oh, I don't know. I might have thought this a year ago. Might have thought, I don't know. When am I going to do it? Oh, I don't know. The time is murky. Same with space. If it's in your brain, it's in your brain. It's nowhere else. We don't know how to define it. We don't know how to look at it. But when we write our goal down, we're creating the time we've written it, and we're creating a plan for when we want to have it done. So time, and then space is I've gotten the pen ink and I've written it down on the journal. Bang, it's real. It's gone from an abstract concept in your brain to something real and firm, and you can look at it and you can feel it and you can taste it and touch it and feel it and smell it. So writing down your goals, no matter how vague or how specific, you write it down and then you look at it and now your mind is free. If you have a full water bottle, you're not going to be able to add more water. You need to first pour it out and then you can fill it up a bit more. So it might be a shit goal, but if it's in your mind, write it down and figure, is that something I really want, or is that someone else's goal, or is that, you know, a different project, or is that for a different time, or maybe this other goal is more important. That's fine. Just write your goals down. Number two, clear away your goals obstacles. So getting more in depth on your goal setting. Number three, prioritize your activities. So once you have your goals, you can figure out, okay, what do I need to do in order to achieve those goals? What's the highest priority action that I can take for biggest bang for buck that's going to make all the other tasks easier or irrelevant that I can do first thing in the day? Once you tick off your first high priority action in the start of the day, bang, you've got momentum, you're feeling great, you feel inspired, you feel resilient, you can buzz off distractions and stay focused on what you need to do, and then you just tick it off. You do highest priority, highest priority, highest priority, highest priority. People who don't prioritize their day, it fills up with bullshit distractions. And it's very, very easy for someone to come in and, hey, do you want to go get a coffee? Hey, do you want to go hang out? Hey, oh, I was thinking, can we chat right now? It's very easy to get distracted by other people and other things if we don't have very clear intentions and priorities for what we're doing right now today. Same thing with your food. If you know that you have a high priority day full of activities tomorrow, it's very unlikely that you're going to stay up late, eat ice cream and watch movies all night tonight. You're going to be like, oh shit, I've got high priority actions all day tomorrow that are going to help with my goals that I've written down. Shit, I know intuitively I'm going to meditate, I'm going to stretch, I'm going to have a good sleep, I'm going to reflect on my day, I'm going to get a good night's sleep so I can wake up with the most amount of energy so I can start kicking ass at my goals. Prioritize. Number four, act on top priorities. That's similar to day three. Day five, visualize your success. So really meditate, have some sort of practice where you can see yourself doing it. Research has shown that there's no difference between thinking and visualizing about doing something and actually doing it. Day six, write and read your affirmations. So everything you've just done so far, now start writing down affirmations. I'm a multimillionaire money magnet. Everything I touch turns to gold. I'm wise. I prioritize. I do whatever it takes, pay whatever price, travel whatever distance to get my service of love on planet Earth. Write down the things that are connected to your goals. I was coming up with my own physical health and vitality goals, and I said, like, why am I always degrading my appearance? I train really hard, I work really hard, I research it, I think about it, I do all these things to help with my health and appearance. Why do I not believe in it? And I was thinking, okay, I'm a super sexy, stylish individual sent from the stars to see the beauty in my own reflection, because everything you see is a part of you. It's a reflection. So I see beautiful things, and that's a reflection of my beautiful soul, my body, and my mind. So I started saying that to myself when I went out walking. I started standing taller. My serotonin increased. I started feeling more confident in my goals, in my social outings, in my business, in my, you know, spiritual and physical life. I started feeling more vitality just from saying something clear in my mind. I have another one. I'm the master planner of the human race. My plans transcend all time and space. I'm a man on a mission with a plan and a vision. You say it and you're like, bang, that reminds me of all the goals that I've set, all the actions that I know I need to take. And I'm wise, I prioritize. I'm the master planner of the human race. My plans transcend all time and space. My love is spread throughout the stars. My wisdom is the foundation of the future. My intuition is guiding me to inspiration. I'm certain on my path, present on my journey. I'll supplement my pursuit and move below my will. I'm a man with a plan dedicated to uniting the universe with love and wisdom. Never success, never a failure. Don't take credit, don't take blame. Just keep focused on chief aim. The name of the game is thank you, I love you. I've got a whole bunch of affirmations, so don't get me started on that. That's day six. Day seven, we go into deep breathing. Connecting with yourself, your breathing is a direct reflection of your nervous system. If you're breathing in too much, or if you're breathing out too much, if you're holding your breath in, if you're holding your breath out, if you balance that out, you should have an equal inhale to exhale, and that's a balance of your nervous system of sympathetic and parasympathetic. Day number eight, do selective and collective reading. Oh, there you go. You're ticking it off when you're reading this. Day number nine, groom for success. Look a way that matches your goals. So I look like a hippie philosopher, spiritual dude. That's kind of who I am. He doesn't wear shirt and doesn't wear shoes. There is a point where you're like, okay, I'm going to go out to a nice restaurant. I'm going to kind of clean up a bit. I'm going to do my hair nice. I'm going to put on a nice shirt, right? So I think that is different for everyone. What does, in your sort of goals in your area where you are pursuing and whatever you like, if you're a business guy and you love wearing suits, then wear a suit. If you're a guy that walks on the beach all day and exercises fucking 8 hours a day, then don't wear a shirt and don't wear shoes, right? Because it matches me. Lately I've been wearing these pink budgie smuggler speedos, and I'm like, I just feel like $1 million in them. I'm like, that's me. That's my visual. That's what makes me feel good. So again, reflect, groom for success. Number 10, dress for success. That's the same. Day 11, love what you do and do what you love. So if you've prioritized your goals, if you're reflecting, if you're visualizing, you're following things that light you up, you're going to be doing what you love. Day number 12, surround yourself with succeeders. So show me your friends and I'll show you your future. Try and push yourself, challenge yourself to surround yourself and connect with people who are just above where you feel you're at in each different area of life. So I have a friend that's financially more empowered me. I have a friend that's relationship empowered. I have a friend that's intellectually empowered. And I try and surround myself with all these people that can help me. And I don't pedestal them, because I'm like, oh, I'm empowered in my health. They're empowered in their wealth. Okay, cool. Let's gel off each other and help each other. No one is above you or below you, but we want to try and challenge ourselves with people that are also having goals and very clear on what they want to achieve and prioritizing high priority activities. Because if someone asks to hang out and they don't have high priority actions, they're going to feel like you're putting them off, you don't like them, you're resenting them, you're being an asshole. But if two people are both inspired on their mission, they both have high priority actions that they can take, they're not going to get annoyed if they're rejected or denied or whatever, and they say, hey, no, not today, right? They get it. Okay, so surround yourself with people who fucking get it. They have goals, they're clear on what they want to achieve, and they're focused, they're inspired, and they're driven. Day 13, drink lots of water. Oh, I better have a sip, have a sip. I literally, all day, I fill up like four water bottles, and I just fill them up. I put them on my desk, under my desk, and then I just drink, and I try and drink constantly, drinking water. I don't want to drink too much because I don't want to be pissing all the time, but your pee shouldn't be super clear or super yellow. It should be kind of clear and still a bit of murky, but each time you wee. 14, eat light, moderate meals. Don't live to eat, eat to live. Eat just the right amount, so it's not gonna make you tired and lethargic, or it's not gonna like bloat you and make you feel tired, or it's not gonna fill you up at all. So the French eat until they are like 80% full, something like that. So don't eat until you're full, eat until you're not hungry anymore. 15, reduce the four addictors. So that is caffeine, sugar, alcohol, and cigarettes. I had to check what the cigarettes was. Yeah. When you drink coffee or you have lots of sugar, it's a short-term gratification because it gives you a big spike in energy, but what goes up must come down. Okay, same with alcohol. You have a good night out, but then the next morning, you're not as good. If you're filling your day with high priority actions, you want a sustainable amount of energy all throughout the day. So you don't want a big spikes or big drops because every task is just as important as each other, and you get your energy and vitality from achieving and fulfilling your goals and your dreams. Day 16, contract and then relax all of your muscles. So connecting to your body, being aware of the muscles you're using. Day 17, help others fulfill their goals. So if you're vocationally, socially, you want to go out, you ask people, you're helping them, you're serving them in a fair exchange where they're giving you something in return, you're helping them with something. There's nothing, I think the other people are the biggest blessing that we have. So if you can empower yourself in your goals and your mission. So I'm kind of helping others right now by filming this. And, you know, if you're listening to this, so thank you for letting me help you. Day 18, save 5 to 10% of your earnings. Let the piggy banks become biggy banks, right? That's what Demartini says. So just save an ever progressive portion of your earnings in order to slowly stack up, because we spend as much as we see in our account. So if you have a secret account or a separate account for your savings, you don't have to think about it, or it's automatic. You just go 10% of everything you earn just goes into a separate account. Secret 19, write 3 thank you letters. There is something so powerful to reflect in the past, who has helped me, who has had an impact on my life, who have I once resented at the time, or maybe done something I felt ashamed of or regretted at the time, but now I'm grateful for them. How can I let them know? So write a thank you letter. I've written many thank you letters and it brings a tear to my eye and I'm like, wow, thank you. This person's crazy. Sometimes I do it and people like, and I'll send them out and they go, okay, are you all right? But being grateful for your journey and the people that have helped you is so important. Day 20, reward yourself for your accomplishments. So don't be afraid to have things that represent the hard work that has gone into all of your endeavors. Day 21, express feelings of love. I think in the book he says, you don't want to die knowing that you could have actually had an impact on someone's life and you could have shared with them the love that you have for them. And I think it's very easy to be embarrassed or feel shy wanting to express how you really feel. But I think it's very important to express that and let others know that they are a blessing to us and we do love them. Day 22, hug someone special. I fucking love hugs. Day 23, clean and organize your environment. A clean room is a clean mind. Our environment probably has the biggest impact on us out of everything. I've got a big map of Australia. I've got photos. I've got things I'm grateful for. I've got the cover of my book here, and I look at it, and it reminds me every day I'm a genius, and I apply my wisdom, and I'm inspired by my goals to wake up and push myself and challenge myself and get out of my comfort zone. So have a really clear, organized environment. My environment's probably a bit messy at the moment, but that's how it goes. It gets messy, and then it gets clean. It gets messy, it gets clean. It's a cycle. Day 24, eliminate low priority unnecessities. So really making everything sharp and clean and clear and getting out any bullshit things that you're doing. Day 25, study the subject you'd love to master. In the book, he talks about how it takes 8 years to get a PhD and a certain amount of energy. So it's like reflecting on your life. What have you spent 8 years doing? And it's like, oh, I have a PhD in going for walks on the beach. I have a PhD in consuming social media and TV shows. You know, that's one of the things that I used to do a lot as a child. I'd sit in my bed, staying up late without my mum knowing, watching fucking How I Met Your Mother. And I have a PhD in that. So it's like, okay, you don't need to go to school to get a PhD. Well, you already are studying every day, and everything we surround ourselves with is going to have an impact on who we are. So it's like, okay, what would I actually love to master? I want to be a master philosopher. That's my journey. I am on the journey of being a master philosopher. I am a master philosopher, really. I'm just, it's who I am. You be before you become, and say those affirmations, get clear on the goals, visualize who you are, and then you'll have the courage to go after your goals, and you'll be a leader who stands out, not a follower who fits in. 26, spend time in total meditative silence. Very important. This is really hard for someone who's super stressed. It's a clear sign if someone's really stressed and not on purpose, not on their mission, is they constantly have noise in the brain. If you have noises and voices in your head, it's not creating clarity around the voice. In your head, you have the voices and you have the voice. The voice is your soul that is guiding you. That's a clear direction. That's your intuition that's guiding you to the wisdom. It's like, oh, should I eat this ice cream? The voice says, no, you're waking up early tomorrow and you're working on your mission and you're planning goals and you're doing your mindset work and you're serving clients and you're making videos. Oh, okay, that's the voice. The voices go, oh, I'm a piece of shit. I'm overwhelmed. I haven't done anything. I haven't had enough water today. I didn't do my exercise. I didn't train the dog. I'm going to stay up late. Oh my God, I'm a mess. There's like 50 million different voices, and then you end up being the ice cream. So sometimes the voices do overwhelm you, but if you can train to listen to the voices and be like, oh, what I'm hearing right now is absolute bullshit. Okay, just sit there, calm your mind, relax, and just hear the tiny little noises. I love the Waking Up app by Sam Harris. If you want to get into an app or meditation. 27, massage your body or your scalp. I love feeling myself and my body. It's super weird, but we actually have the most amount of neurons connected to our hands and our fingers. So by stimulating your fingers and touching parts of your body, you're actually lighting up the brain and you're connecting to yourself. And this is kind of the feminine way of connecting, and you know, even that just feels good, eh? Shit. Oh yeah, I'm just gonna massage myself. 28, take a hot bath before retiring. I can't actually take a hot bath because I'm a really hot sleeper, so I do like taking baths though.